Don't worry about it.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
I love you. So I was coming here and I was like putting on 18 layers of
Oh, so you know what it feels like to be me now?
Of stuff. I was thinking about you.
Yeah.
And then my friend was on speakerphone while I was getting ready. She was like, you know, Kylie makes a concealer lotion. And I'm like, I don't need like pancake makeup. Okay. Like, you know what? I almost came because I microneedled PRFM yesterday. I almost came with no makeup just so everyone could like see.
You can't even tell.
So it's a little weird. Like it's patchy.
I'm using right now Hourglass and I love it. I've never used Hourglass. Oh, you knew about this?
Hourglass is
good. Hourglass is so good.
Hourglass is like, it slaps.
They have really great coverage and amazing brushes too. The brushes are my favorite.
Oh, I don't have a brush. Maybe I'll go buy one.
What did you get? Concealer?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fucking amazing. Because you just do a dot of it. That's all I have on. You do a dot of it.
Let's see.
I like your makeup back.
So anyways, but I was getting ready. I had my hair done because I kind of look like a monster. And then I started to do my slick stick, you know, for my flyaways. Cut to, I realized it was brown mascara.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, then I literally have to wet this whole side of my head and then like re-blow it out. It's like, I mean, stupid problem.
And can I tell you something?
Anyway,
have we talked about Westworld?
Oh, wait, why do you have two?
One's a slightly darker.
This is my problem. Like, it takes me hours to pick a color.
No. If you go to Blue Mercury, they'll just be like, here's your color.
Ooh, baby. So this is concealer.
I use it all over my face.
Sometimes I find three dots,
and just brush it, and it's so smooth. It spreads.
Sometimes I find when they try to do too light of give you too light of concealer, it looks weird.
Yeah,
like it makes me feel like odd. What Kelly likes
said
skin tone concealer.
Like, no, but she's like if you're trying to cover like scars and acne,
yeah,
darker color.
Yes,
like you have to go darker.
Otherwise,
than your
you're highlighting.
Tone. But I love these. That's
I love
all
this too.
Using.
Wait till you try. I mean, I usually use my fingers for everything, but their brushes are psychotic.
Brush. I'm using the Lady Gaga Ooh. Brush.
Oh, I like that brush.
That's a good one.
But I had to throw that concealer away. It dried up in 2 seconds.
I don't even know where mine is.
What mascara does everybody like? I feel like I hate every mascara.
I used Hourglass this morning.
I've been using a Japanese
Not
mascara.
Hourglass.
What?
What's oh, it really?
A Japanese mascara called Kiss. It's on Amazon, and I really like it because Ooh. I have the Asian lashes.
I wonder
lashes.
If it's Kiss, oh, sure. like the lash.
Let's see. No. Kiss mascara. So I just bought like a L'Oreal one because I'm like, I'm just going to try like a classic. And it was great for like a week, and now I feel like it's dry already.
But that's what you get with L'Oreal. You can throw it out and just buy a new one.
Not after a week. It's so dumb. Ooh, I like this cut.
It's so
it's
nice.
It's a little yellow for me, but I like it.
It's so nice.
Okay. Is this it?
Oh, Glossier.
Does it have
Glossier?
A red cap?
Glossier? How do you say it?
No, that's Kill Lash.
It might be Kill.
Kill Lash?
I also use the Heroine Make by Kiss Me as well. I rotate between mascaras.
Will you send me the links to those or just yes. a screenshot of what they look like? Yeah. I'm desperate. I've been buying every damn mascara known to a man and I don't like them all.
I was on to Clinique for a little bit. I don't like...
Do you have one that you like?
I usually use the green Clinique one.
At this point, I'll try
anything.
You same. I don't like anything.
I also want to try the standard silver Clinique that I used to use as a teenager.
Clinique is so like old lady though.
Oh, my mom still uses that.
Yeah.
I think that mascara too.
What?
The silver one?
Yeah, yeah, right? It's bomb. Oh, let's call it. So we had
tea yes.
gone last week.
Yes.
And I am really bad with follow through, surprise, surprise. But I made this happen. So I guess they went out to dinner last night.
So Cotty set one of our guests up on a blind date.
Should we call Teague or Casper's?
Well, both, but let's call Casper's first.
Okay.
So this is a colleague of Cotty's. Does he still work?
Yeah.
So colleague of Cotty's, who she thinks is a major catch. And we set him up on a blind date with one of our guests, Teague.
About it.
That makes me so happy.
She's so sweet though. Like she's not one of those girls that like I'm like, oh God, like it'd have to be. Like I feel like she's easy and fun and smart and like could be compatible with a lot of people. And so it sounds like this guy too.
Totally.
Mm.
Damn.
Bravo, Cotty. Bravo.
finally worked.
In fact, shall I even say, and I think we've said this before, Kadi is kind of strangely the reason that I met my husband too.
And Jenny met hers. I claim both.
So do you know this story?
I thought...
Okay, but no, I think we've...
You've like, thought wrong.
Okay, eons ago, we've told different pieces of this story. But long story short, Kadi set me up on a blind date with this manager, producer guy who was like so into me, by the way. I just have to add that. I wasn't into him right away. But we dated for, I don't know, less than a year. He was producing a movie with Jason in it. Mm-hmm. That's when we then set Jenny and Jason up. And then, because I didn't know Jason otherwise, then I subsequently met Jason's best friend, Duran.
Boom, bitch.
Boom!
Matchmaker, and then Jason matchmaker. And Duran met through Greg.
Yes.
Oh, they did. We're catching mice right now in our house.
In?
He's the only one that'll touch the cages. I won't do it.
Wait, in?
Yes, inside of our house.
Where are the cages?
In corners of the kitchen. They're all in the kitchen. And they're field mice, so they're like that big.
That's the hardest. I had one that was going under my cabinet.
That's where I think they're coming in from.
It in like from outside? I'm trying to think how we even ended up getting them. I think you're right. I think it was just like a trap right outside, like in the kitchen. The first time I saw him.
Caught three in 2 days.
Were you like, but did you see one like corner of your eye and go?
Horrified. No, no.
Oh.
I woke up with the kids. We were walking into the kitchen and it went from that, like the little, I have plexiglass gates in the dining room. The gate was open.
I hate those gates. I like walked into them 100 times.
Mike hates them. Yeah. He hates them.
Hate.
He's like, are we just going to live with gates the rest of our lives?
I don't mind a gate, but those are like invisible. You like walk, that's like I walk into
them. I don't want to see them. Anyway, it was partially open and I saw it run. And then I wouldn't get off the couch all morning.
You
and they're
what?
Tiny.
You so know what though? Like, you have those big open doors and I feel like they probably run in through those doors. You leave those open all the time.
I don't know. It's really, I mean, you never wake up in the middle of the night to get water again.
You'll get them and then you won't have an issue. But I think you have that huge yard and then you leave those big doors open and they're probably like cruising in because it's warm.
Oh God.
And there's
awful.
And you leave like Dave's hot chicken on the floor for them.
We caught him with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guys. Anyway, so.
All right, that's fun.
And I stopped taking.
But wait, cages? Like you're going to like catch and release?
Oh God, no. Oh. No, they're like traps. The most humane.
Oh.
They're boxes.
The black and they go black. In, they check in, but they don't check out. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's just a little shock that's like painless. And
that's what you think. It's poison.
No, it's not.
Oh.
There's batteries.
Oh.
It's a shock that just... Bzz,
oh, you know what? Yeah,
you're
right.
Stairway to heaven.
The guy wanted to do some like light toxin poison. I was like, I can't. I have no, kids and dogs.
If you have dogs, you can't do that. Yeah. That's why we did that.
And then the other thing with that, they said sometimes they'll eat it and then die somewhere else. And I'm like, I don't want... I mean, sorry, but like, I don't want a coyote to then eat like a toxic mouse. Like, I mean, I'm...
Or the rat to eat the poison, eat your dog food, your dog dies.
Well, yeah, you say that, but I don't believe in that.
It happens constantly. But anyway, and then another update for my week. I went on fucking spironolactone. What? Don't look at me like that, Sandra. Jesus. It's like I said, I tried heroin.
Me about it
and you're like,
yeah, she already told you already told us.
And so last night was the first night I didn't take it.
How long were you on it?
February 8th to today. So 2 weeks maybe.
Okay.
And I was so sick of feeling weird that yesterday morning I was like, Clemencia, hand me the blood pressure machine. Took my blood pressure. It was like 104 over 70.
Like you can't get it yourself.
I don't know why. I was like, gather the blood pressure machine. Mother needs to take a blood pressure.
Okay. Yes.
And it was so low.
Low? You told me this and I was like, low. It was lower than a good low.
Yeah. I think that's low, don't you?
What was low?
104 over 70?
Let's ask ChatGPT.
Ask ChatGPT.
No, that's not that low.
104 what?
Over 70.
That's not that low.
It's low for me. Mine's always like 120, which is perfect. 120 over 70 is
I think they worry if it's below 80.
Yes, a blood pressure of 104 over 70 is generally considered healthy and falls within normal range for most adults.
Well, not for me, it doesn't.
Look, low blood pressure.
As a normal blood pressure typically falls below, yes, I'm 120 over 70.
as a normal blood pressure typically falls below 120 to 80, consult.
Oh, see, a female is considered low blood
pressure.
That's
what it says, but a normal blood pressure typically falls below 120. So it falls below 120. Oh, so then low would be considered below 106.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway.
Ideal. And they're like, this is normal and this is ideal. That's funny. Okay.
Oh, what's hypo? Ideal? Oh, I'm in ideal.
ChatGPT well, no. says yeah, women.
Yep. Right? That's 104 is low. Sorry.
ChatGPT says women often tend to have slightly lower blood pressure than men.
Yeah.
Well, for sure.
Wait, is the 80 low? The 80 isn't low. Because 70 isn't low. The 80.
70 is not low. Yeah, 70 is perfect. Uh-huh. And that's the number you really need to be concerned about if you're worried about like cholesterol and stuff. But anyway, I called the doctor. I was like, it's low. They're like, stop taking it immediately. And I'm like, oh, lovely. That's all. So anyway, I woke up this morning. Throat's normal again. I'm not stumbling around Los Angeles feeling like my balloon sitting inside, my heart sitting inside
a
balloon.
She called me like 3 days ago. She's like, hi. I'm like, hi. How do you feel?
I was a mess.
I actually feel fine. She was like, I'm like, why? How do you feel? She's like, not good. Why? Like, I just feel weird. I just feel fluttery. But then you failed to mention that you were on a new med.
God. I'm like, can I just feel fucking normal for a month? That's all I'm asking, universe.
Yeah.
They're like, just wait. You're starting Accutane in 2 weeks, so it's fine. I'm like, great. Can't wait to nuke my body. See what that feels like.
Watch you feel nothing on that. I hope you feel totally fine.
Nothing. Sandra, don't even.
Do you know what I saw on TikTok? What? The Accutane pill boxes. And they all says, do not get pregnant on each side possible.
Yeah.
I was like, that is so scary.
Why?
Because it's like,
just don't get pregnant.
I know, but what do Accutane babies look like?
I don't know, but hopefully no one knows what they look like because they just don't survive.
Yesterday, Vicky texted me. She was like, "Is your fertile little body pregnant yet?" I was like, "Not yet, Vicky."
She cracks me up. She so took funny. That spironolactone stuff
for how long?
3 months, and it just nipped it in the bud.
She's funny,
and then so I called her, telling her, and she's like, "How reckless!" I was like, "Victoria."
Victoria.
Oh my God, Sam. What? I had a dream you were pregnant.
You did?
Yeah. Finally. You did? Can you just get pregnant?
Duron like was like telling the voice he really doesn't want one. He's like, I'm too old. I'm like,
how old is he?
Well, you did have 50? A dream.
I had a dream that I was in the hospital 49. And I was visiting you for some reason. And then someone said, oh, Duron and Sam are having their baby right now.
Oh, good. I'm glad I wasn't like in the hospital for something else. Oh my God. So I've decided that if I were to have another baby, I would just, if I could get pregnant naturally, I would do it. And I don't really care if it's a girl or a boy.
You could name a boy Lavender.
I'm fully.
What?
Sandra's face. She's like, that's my stance. You know, I've gone back and forth of like, would I like choose a girl? I love that Sam did it. Like, I think because that's what in her heart, she like felt like hell bent on doing. And I think I love that. She wanted it and she went for it and she did it. I admire that.
She's pretty young too.
Follow
isn't
through. She's the same age as you.
Oh, okay.
But for me, it wouldn't be maybe I couldn't get pregnant again naturally, right? But up to now, it's been pretty easy and I haven't had an issue getting pregnant, which thank goodness, you know? And so I think for me, neither did she, but for me, I don't know that I could
orchestrate it.
It just feels too
contrived.
Yeah. And if something went like, I mean, I don't know. And your odds of something going wrong are like way less if you, but it feels too controlled, especially when I've already had 3 natural pregnancies. And then my other thing that I thought about, you know, if you went and harvest your eggs, make these embryos, right? Chances are you're going to have multiple embryos, right? And then you pick one and then it would mess with me that I had more embryos like on ice. It would mess with me. Would that not mess with you?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know. Those are the 2 things.
I think you can throw them out.
And I also love all boys. I mean, if I had a girl, I'd be psyched. You can. You don't have to pay to store them forever.
I guess that's weird.
I don't know. I love all boys. I wouldn't be mad at having a girl at all, but I think I wouldn't be doing it just to have a girl. I think I'm pretty clear on that. I've gone back and forth about it.
And Duran is dead set on not doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Trick them.
No. I'll get him to like agree. But it's like, but then there are nights where I'm like, oh my God, I can't even imagine dealing.
Oh, see, when I visit Nicole and deal with her baby.
Yeah.
Like, this is so much easier.
But you know what? I'm to the point right now where I almost don't even need any help other than maybe like a babysitter at night or a housekeeper, you know, like I'm literally to that point. Yesterday I went to pick up Dom from school. The two older boys had sports that got dropped off and Dom's like, I want to go home with so-and-so. And I'm like, no, not today. Cause I can't pick you up. Cause you know, did I tell you Gabby's out all week? She has COVID. And the mom was like, well, I'll bring him home at like 6:30 or something. And I'm like, are you sure? It was like, if that's okay, then sure, he can go with you. And I'm to the point with him too now where I'm so protective of him. He's the baby. Like, I wouldn't let him go. I still wouldn't unless it's someone I really know well. But I was like, okay, great. Go, have fun. So I literally was home yesterday for like 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours with no kids. It was the weirdest thing. But I'm to the point now where I don't need to have someone else in my house. And I love it. I love not having, it's a luxury to be able to afford help, of course. But it is so nice not having someone always in your house, even if they're your favorite person. And this week, because my nanny's been out all week, I've done way more dishes, way more laundry, way more cleaning up after them. But I've also made them do more stuff. Yeah. And I hate even hearing myself like chatter at them, but it's like, I'm making them be more responsible, making them pick up their clothes, making them make their beds. And I have this weird, I don't know. I feel like really good about it this week. I feel better about myself. I don't know. I'm just more like, fuck yeah.
I always feel better when I'm more active. And essentially that's what it is. You're being more active in your household.
And I'm like, I'm a little like, not that I'm depressed on a normal basis, but I feel like I'm a little more like...
jazzed.
Like, cause I'm like, I can do this. I don't know. It's the craziest thing. So now I'm thinking, you know,
you can take on the bandwidth of having another baby.
Well, but then I would definitely have to have someone there all the time. I don't know. But now I'm thinking, could I cut her like to like part-time?
What are her hours?
Like Monday through Friday, 11 to 7.
Mm. Why 11? Clean up?
Because I don't need somebody there like right in the morning. And if I'm home for a few hours in the morning.
Like, why not one?
I don't know. I could. She drives like 45 minutes. She's like in.
You got to make it worth it.
Then. I don't know. But I've been like really enjoying this week without her. And not because I don't adore her and like appreciate her. It's just like kind of cool to. It feels like a little. I don't know. It feels cool.
I did that for a week. And then the next week I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Amanda, my sister-in-law said that, I told her yesterday and I was like, I'm kind of loving it. You know, like I'm at carpool. Luca never sees me pick him up. And he's like, you know, like loving me picking him up. And Amanda's like, yeah, it's fun for like a few days or a week. And then you go,
oh, there's no end in sight.
I don't know. I'm really private. I like being alone in my house with my kids or by myself or just with our family.
I never understood that until recently. Mm. Yeah, I understand it. I'm like, yeah. And I feel bad. I'm like, you can leave.
It feels nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyways, if I did have another baby, I'd probably not go the full on like nanny full time route. Because, you know, it's like now that you've done it, I could do it differently.
You totally could.
I could do it differently.
You'd want to do it.
Yeah.
You would want to do a baby full time. It's not like. It's something you've wanted. Not that you didn't want your first three, but you know what I mean? It was like a grind. It was one after the
other. I feel like you could do one more too.
I should, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably won't either. But I think I'm now to the point where if it happened naturally, cool. If it's a boy again, cool.
That's a good place to be in. You know?
I just couldn't bring myself to go through all of that, like go under, getting the eggs and then being like, I'm picking my girl.
Yeah. And like, what if you had like five of them? They were all the same grade. You're like,
I support, just so I'm not misunderstood, I fully support people doing it. Just for me,
I do too.
And especially if you had like any kind of like fertility problems, like, or like Lisa who wants to do it on her own, like, fuck yeah. But for me, it just feels like, it feels aggressive.
You could give your embryos to Lisa.
She's Lisa got, already
she's got a few on ice.
She already has a few on ice.
Play date.
put them together. She already has a few on ice that I feel like
you guys could play like embryo roulette. She gets two, you get one.
Okay.
She's never going to do it.
In other weird news, did anyone read this story about the guy that just had leg lengthening surgery?
Oh, I saw it, but I didn't open it. I was like, this is something I don't need to read about.
It was like he had become like he was 5'7", which I don't think is crazy.
Oh, he had surgery?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was using the tools to stretch his legs.
No, it's like a full surgery. I think that's it on the left. Which is the doctor?
Why would anyone do
I think
this?
That's the doctor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's click on that.
Well, he looks better. He's grown a lot.
But only 18. Also, my nephew at 18 grew like another 3 inches.
He did this at 18
hold
years
on.
Old?
Yeah, hold on. When was this? This article from? No, this isn't. Wait. No, this isn't it. But that looks like the doctor, but that's not him.
Well, I'm sure a lot of doctors don't do this. See, I thought it was like the tool.
He was 18.
I'm not sure.
Wait, did nobody just read this? Sorry.
It was Dr. Kevin Debbie Parshall.
Yes. Yes. Can you, it's like a teenage, it's like he's 18.
He was like 18, 5'7".
Yeah, yeah. Can you email that to Halston really quick?
Yeah.
How tall did he end up becoming?
Oh, so there you go. There you go. The Los Angeles Times. I saw it. Okay, it's the guy standing, like with
on the red
with
platform.
The red platform. Yeah, so it's crazy. So they basically yes, noses can be made smaller, boobs can be made bigger, and yeah, this is the thing. So
paywall.
So, but basically,
Christ.
From what I understand, they cut the like the femur, and then they put this long metal thing, and then apparently, like bone will grow around it.
I think that's extreme.
But he was saying, you know, oh, I'm now like suicidal because I'm 5'7". I'm like, I mean,
oh, fuck
dude,
off.
That's what
this
I
is,
don't
like. Come
look
on.
Look at that. Yeah. So they cut it. Look at that. Can you imagine? Of all the things.
Suicidal for being 5'7"?
Yeah.
He probably wasn't getting any girls. That's why.
I guess his last girlfriend was like, I like broke up with him and was like, it's fine because you're short. It's a bit extreme.
Well, it's not even worth it. Look, he's like 3 inches taller.
That's
that guy
not him.
Was worth it.
That's
that
not
was
him.
Worth
that
it.
That guy
though.
Was worth it.
That was worth it.
Wait, is this the same doctor?
Yes.
Yes, the Vegas doctor. That's
this
him.
Is
you're right.
So weird to me. This is really bizarre to me.
The Las Vegas hotspot for limb lengthening surgery. Whoa, that one's crazy, Cots. But it looks like his whole body grew.
I don't think you should be messing with people that are suicidal.
And
already
I don't think
in that
you should be messing
state.
With people's like bones.
Imagine what that's. No one is old enough to know what the long-term effects are.
I feel like it'll give him a lot of pain in the future.
Or maybe you're more like you're more
imagine
vulnerable.
Imagine when your bones start aging and getting brittle and like osteoporosis and you've got nails in it, connecting it to a rod to make you taller.
Look at that.
Oh my freaking Lord.
Whoa. Oh my God. That person looks like they already have long legs.
I want to know how many inches it adds to you.
Yeah, let's see. Whoa, this is crazy though. Look at this. Halston really found the real... Whoa, what is that in the middle? And they just cut it. OMG. Your bones, like, this was not meant to be for us. Oh, that's the guy, Cuddy.
So that's his girlfriend?
But he's the one who you said was worth it.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
They just, you know, got guys that are 6 foot tall. I don't even know how they get their positions in life as big as they're tall.
Ramirez first got the idea from a friend and decided to give it a go. And it did not come without sacrifices, like having to lose weight.
I did the gastric sleeve when they get rid of your stomach. And I got down from 215 down to 197.
Then came
he also did the gastric sleeve
surgery in early 2023.
Which is horrible.
Learn how to walk all over again. Muscle atrophy. That was the brutal part about the surgery is the muscle atrophy. It was the worst.
While the surgery has been around for decades, there's a new technology making the recovery easier.
So there's a fourth generation of the implant called Precise Max that has recently come
out. By the way, this doctor's only 5'10 or something, which is hilarious. Capacity.
So 5'10 is normal height for a guy, I feel like.
And walk right after it's not tall, but yeah.
Dr. Debbie Parshed led us inside what he believes was one of the first uses of the Precise Max implanted in the world just last week. The surgery making patients 3 to 4 inches taller.
Three to four inches. So no, I just looked it up. Up to 6 inches, depending.
But guess what? He loved the results so much.
6 inches. Then your legs are like disproportionate.
That's what I'm saying. You're like, ling, little, ling, ding, ding, daddy long legs. And then your arms are short.
I mean, 5'10", I think, is a standard height.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It's not like this doctor is like, you know, like 6 foot or something.
How tall is your dad?
This guy said he wanted to do it again to become 6'4" now.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah,
because
each time you can get... Yeah, that guy's not okay. My dad says he's 5'10". My dad's like probably like 5'8", 5'7".
That's what Mike is. Mike's 5'8".
So my dad's probably 5'7". Because my dad, but I don't know, maybe, you know, you lose a few little bit. But my dad's always like, you know, been like 5'10", but I'm like in heels. Wow. So sorry I brought that to you. But I was reading about it and I kind of think that the minimum age should be 21 because in men, you really can still grow from like at age 18, 19. You can still continue growing. And I'm a meager 5'3".
I think your kids could be tall too.
Dom will be for sure.
So,
okay. If I had to project, I would say Dom like 6'2". Luca... Six.
I don't think Luca will be as tall as Dom.
No. So Dom's 6'2", 6'3". Luca's 6 foot, 6'1", maybe. And then Ezzy, like 5'10", 5'11", maybe. We'll see.
Are they all in like the 50th percentile for height right now?
Dom's 99.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He's 99?
Yeah.
What's Luca?
Luca used to be like 85, but now Luca's like probably like 78 or something.
My kids are both 50.
Well, Ezra was preemie, so he was like barely even on the chart for so long. Now Ezra, I think, is like 40 or 50 percentile.
That makes sense. Yeah. I just think that's just so I don't know.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, it's just, I mean, it's like anything. It just shows you too that, I mean, I wonder, it seems like this guy's primarily doing the procedure on men, but I mean, I'm sure women too, but it just shows you that it's not only women who feel this pressure to alter themselves.
I knew some pretty short guys.
Yeah, especially in this town.
Yeah. I don't know. And then you got to look at the guys that are doing it and you're like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Because at the end of the day, that's not going to really truly make you happy.
No.
You're not going to have inner peace after that surgery.
Well, I think it's so unattractive to be insecure about it.
Yeah.
To be insecure in the first place, mm-hmm. that kind of, I remember showing Mike lifts for our wedding and he was like, no.
For him?
Yeah.
For his shoes?
Like, he was like, I'm not wearing like a wedge in my shoe. He's like, no, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
My nephews had those for a little while and they gave Luca some and Luca wore them for like a day and he was like, my feet hurt.
Yeah, of course. Of course, men get like an inch elevation and they're like, ow.
Yeah. It's like that Isabel Marant sneaker, though, which I actually thought was relatively comfortable, where it's like trying to look like you're just in a high top, but really you're like this. I think they still make them. Wedge sneaker, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you're not hiding anything in that.
You're definitely not hiding anything.
You're like, I'm not wearing a wedge. It just looks like this.
Are those adult shoes with Velcro?
Hell yeah. You want some?
No. I can't get past the Velcro thing. It makes me feel like it's assisted.
So crazy there.
Like that I get dropped off at work, you know?
Someone
like,
dresses me in the
like,
morning.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Velcro. I do love Velcro for Dom still though, because amount of time he spends like with a laced shoe.
The best shoes you buy. High tops.
Does Ted ties on shoe?
Yeah.
He does?
Uh-huh.
The Nike high tops with the Velcro? Yeah.
That you just pull out and you Velcro around that. I know.
A few pairs of those are the best.
The ones with the little flowers on the side he wears like every day.
Those are so cute.
But also the Nikes now do the flexible ones.
I like that.
It's just a pain in the ass to wait for him to tie his shoes. And yes. I'm like, oh, fucking
well,
hell.
Not only that, then they're untied. I pick him up from school and those laces like dragging all over the floor. I'm like, can you please tie your shoe? Or can a teacher tie your shoe? Like, what are we doing?
I feel like, at least when I was a kid, teachers always tied the students' shoes.
Not at our school. I guess we don't pay enough money.
More you pay, the less you get.
Yeah. Seriously. At this
more
point.
You pay, the less you go.
That's true.
That's for sure true.
So we're going to Japan. We're going to Korea. And then we're going to Japan. The other day, Dom goes, or was it Dom? He goes, oh, no, Luca's like, you can only go to Antarctica if you're a scientist. I'm like, that is not true.
That's not true.
So, but yeah, then we go to Japan and we were looking at hotels last night, which are in different Ryokans, and that's what they're called. And that there's like, they have all these spas, you know, they're called onsens. And it's funny because I knew this, but I kind of forgot that if you have tattoos, you can't be in the public like pools and public like spas. Like, and so it was like for children and tattoo wearers.
I was dying. Because on onsens, yeah. There's like a lot of Japanese gangs called yakuzas.
Yeah.
And so they never like, yakuzas have a lot of tattoos, so they just affiliate tattoos with gangs.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Because I was like, look it up, Jeron, because he's like, it means you're unpure. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. Like,
I think it was mostly to keep the yakuzas away from the onsens.
Can you Google, Halston, Google why do the Japanese,
at least that's what my
not
Japanese
allow
told
tattoos in spa or whatever. I don't know. I mean,
why do Jewish people not like it?
It's like a purity thing, I think. Yeah.
Oh, so Duran just double dipped into that theory.
In Japan, tattoos are largely considered taboo due to their strong association with the yakuza. Sandra, for the win.
So I guess that's just like a blanket.
Whoa, it presents yakuza presence. Okay, can we Google why do Jewish people not like tattoos? I'm in a gang. It's crazy though. It seems pretty antiquated.
Maybe the Holocaust?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Never mind. We don't need to Google that.
No, but it's more than that.
Maybe the Holocaust?
I heard that in Japan, they're getting more lax with it, though.
They are. Yeah. The Torah's prohibition of tattoos is rooted in the idea that the body belongs to God, not the person.
That's a really good idea.
Boom. Yeah.
The belief that Jewish people with tattoos can't be buried in Jewish cemetery. Oh, so so Jewish people can. I thought that was the only thing. That they couldn't be buried in Jewish cemeteries. That's why people avoided getting tattoos. But apparently that's not true anymore.
Interesting. I
that's the only part of that rule
you can.
I know.
I believe you can, yeah. But maybe at one point it was frowned upon.
For a while it was. Mm. Yeah, that was the only thing I knew.
I've heard that too. I've never actually looked it up.
Shit.
The body as a loan from God. The body is not the person's property, but rather a loan from God. Wow.
How about, have you seen Pete Davidson?
Oh,
isn't that
yeah.
amazing?
What? Oh, he took all his tattoos off?
All of them. He looks fucking great.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought this up. Has anybody seen his Reformation ads?
Yes. Yeah.
The boyfriend? He's the classic boyfriend?
He looks great. I don't know how they got his tattoos off.
But the Reformation ads, you'll see it. He had so many.
Now
he looks, I mean, I like tattoos on guys, but he looks much better.
Yeah.
But I don't find him hot.
Oh, I do. Look.
Wait, they're all gone?
They're all gone.
He went complete. He has none?
None. Zero.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
He looks good there. But that freaks me out.
I don't know how they got them all off of them.
It's easy.
No, I mean, they never. I don't know.
He didn't have a ton of color. And the black.
He had a lot of red.
He did?
I think. Red was easy to get out.
No, red's the hardest to get off.
Yeah, he had a lot of red on his chest.
Red's the hardest to get off.
He said he had around 200 tattoos.
Like, I can't believe his skin looks so clear.
Oh, but he didn't have a ton of, like, a crazy amount of red. Like, look, it's small. It's like, and the purple, the black is easy.
Like, that blows my mind.
What is that thing in the middle?
Whoa. It's a birdcage with a troll.
Didn't he put Kim's face or just Kim?
No, like lawyer or something. My girl's a lawyer. Or no, like Roman numerals of the birth dates of her kids, maybe.
Oh, yeah. My wife, my girl's a lawyer. Yeah. Something like that.
That's really impressive.
All of that is bad.
And super painful, I imagined.
No, I've had them removed. He probably likes pain.
Which one did you get removed?
Go back down. Look. That's probably a little bit residue.
Oh, well, that looks good.
I had one here, that crown. Remember that crown?
Oh.
It's gone.
That looks great. Yeah, I thought you'd always see like an outline.
No. No, it's gone. It's completely gone.
Why did you get rid of the crown?
It's the weirdest story. My sister and I got them together. Then we had them like darkened at this place she said she had been to. And the guy did they looked like it was Sharpied in, which I was like, okay. And then we left. She's like, actually, I've never been there before. I'm like, wonderful. Then a few months later, she's like, let's have them removed. I'm like, okay. So it's pretty like fitting of our relationship. We had matching tattoos and then we had them removed together. It takes a while though. The technology has gotten better. This is similar to the laser they used on my eyebrows. So you used to have to wait 2 or 3 months in between each session. And then it would take, ultimately, depending on how dark, how big the tattoo, it would take like a year or a year and a half. Because you would wait 2 or 3 months in between each session. It would take like,
oh, wow. Look at sessions. That. Look at that.
Yeah. I mean, it lightens up pretty fast.
Wow.
But to completely remove it. Well, but listen, that's the skin's blistered, whatever. So once that heals, before the next session, you would see more of that.
Wow.
But isn't that gratifying?
So gratifying. It's almost as gratifying as watching the videos of cleaning rugs.
Imagine before they could remove tattoos.
Are those not the best videos ever?
She's talking about this because she wants to get a washable rug.
All right, ordered it.
Can we look up, where'd you order it from?
Ruggable.
Okay, have you heard of this?
No.
What?
I'm like, what?
Ruggable.
She goes, what do you think of these rugs? You never sent me them, by the way.
Oh, God, I love these videos. Ugh. But I'm like, who at this point, who's saving this type of rug? And they're like, maybe we should hold on to it and get it clean. Like this, come on.
Oh, I saw this on TikTok.
Oh, this is like
outdoor rugs.
I don't know what people do to their rugs to get them in this shape, but it is so gratifying to watch.
This must be like a...
All these rug cleaning companies have social accounts and it's almost like mukbanging. Like, you just get sucked into watching it.
Accounts, for you to take your rug somewhere to get clean, or for them to come to you and clean it, or is it a solution?
No, you take it to them, yeah. And they have this warehouse look. And they do it in steps. So they first do it by, like, a mild pressure wash. And then they take this, like, circular machine that they go over the whole thing. And then they squeegee it. And here you go.
See? I mean, I want a new rug.
I mean, at this point... And the rug is always, as soon as you reveal like its true colors, mm-hmm. I'm like, why are we salvaging this?
Okay, can we go to rug? Whoa, that is so gratifying. It's fuck, that's more gratifying than a tattoo removal, for sure.
No, for sure. And then they start squeegeeing it.
Oh, feel cleansed. I feel brand new.
It's so good. But then they expose it and it's like an IKEA rug.
And it's like a plastic outdoor rug. Can we do ruggable? I want to see what Cotty is thinking. Oh,
right?
Yes.
Look at that. Zip.
But that looks like one of those
zip. Oh my God, I love it. I love it so much. It's not, it's a fur ball. I mean, and look at their little boots. I want to do this for a living.
I was just going to say, this is your dream job.
This is my dream job.
This is totally your dream job.
So I started trying to do this on my own at home with a pressure washer. And then I was like, I realized halfway through that I won't be able to lift the rug.
You know, my handyman just told me to do this the other day. He's like, pressure wash your rug
sucker.
To clean it.
Yeah. Look at that.
All right. Can we go to Ruggable?
That looks so good. I should have this guy do mine.
He's like, after. I think Talston's invested in this video.
Before? Look at that.
It only cost $500. And
I know. And the rug cost $140.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I did a Ruggable.
Okay, let's see. So it's basically like a thin top that you can wash, and there's
so
a pad
it
underneath.
Comes with a pad. So it's two layers. There's like a pad that goes underneath that's like adhesive almost.
Oh, it's not cheap.
No, they're not cheap. And then the top. Oh, here we go.
It will fit in the washing machine.
It fits in the washing machine. See.
Well, she had to stuff that.
Well,
pup.
I'm not going to wash it.
She had to stuff that pupper
in there. And then look. So. When
oh,
you
I love
walk
it. Is she about to spill
it?
Wine on it?
Yeah.
I love it.
A lot of people, I don't think people do the big ones.
You know what,
a lot
for the
of
kitchen,
people,
I love it.
A lot of people, I think their best sellers are the runners for the kitchen because they just pick it up.
I actually love that for the kitchen.
Yeah. And you can get pads. So if you go to their website, there's like different levels of the padding. So you can get like the cashier pad of like someone who's standing doing dishes all day.
Cashier.
And it's like cashier. Super. Oh, yeah.
I'm dead.
So I got...
Which one are you getting? Ooh, site-wide. Did you get 20 off?
Yeah, I did.
Whoa, they are cute. I actually like that one that was on the front page.
So the one I got is called...
Poppy Fields?
Ready?
Wait, did you get the one with the unicorn?
No. There's one with Mickey Mouse ears.
Stop.
Okay, so Jonathan Adler has a line within here. It's not my style.
How do you find this stuff? I don't understand. Oh, wait, I saw it. There, Jonathan Adler. Where? Go down. There you go.
Where?
That's not bad.
No, they're not. So mine is called Ophelia Bronze.
Okay.
Ophelia.
Ophelia.
That's it. Wait, Ophelia Bronze. Do you see it? That's the one I did.
Wow.
I went dark.
How big?
10 by 14.
I want one of those runners for my kitsch. Wow, Kotz. Okay, fine. I'm not going to talk shit to you about this. I need to see it in person, but
Can I tell you something?
Good.
It's kind of a... Well, Bert and Leanne have them in their kitchen, and they have like
runners.
So it
doesn't move from the pad?
No.
Okay.
It's like totally adhered to the ground. And see, that's what I mean. It'll tell you like... It'll ask you where you're putting it, and then it'll recommend what kind of base to put under it.
Would you like...
Flat woven, tufted. I did the flat woven because I feel like... Runners, you can do any type because they're going to fit in your washer.
Okay, when does it arrive? I need to come like lay on it.
I don't know yet. Well, that was cheap. Oh, it's the size. Never mind.
Okay, I'm going to get a runner for my kitchen.
I did that one.
Ruggable. All right. Ruggable for the win. Ruggable, please send us a rug for our podcast studio.
So we can wash it. But anyway, but honestly, you don't realize how much rugs make a difference. Then you like pull it up and wash it and the entire house smells different.
Oh God, totally.
Or I'm like,
oh no. I just pulled, literally there's a rug outside by my pool right now. I pulled a rug out of Luca's room because the dogs, I mean, they're better than they were, but
they'd
like,
spotted
on occasion,
it. Yeah.
They were going into his room, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Marking or whatever. And 2 weeks ago or a week ago, I was like, it's not just one. Like, I was like, this is everywhere. I'm like, nope, it's past the point. We're pulling it out. Pulled it out. He came home from school. He was like, thank you so much.
Oh, it's like night and day. It's like fresh again.
Because it just holds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was a nice rug. I mean, you have really nice rugs in your house.
Thanks. I think this one I might just toss, but Daron's like, I'll take it to the cleaner. I'm like, get it out of here. Get it out of here.
See, I won't buy a nice rug because until the first two die.
I had the black rug that's in my living room now. I had it for 6 or 9 months before I even put it down because the dogs were still just like a mess. They're still so rude, those little fucks.
I can't figure out a solution.
They do whatever they want.
They do whatever the fuck they want.
Mm.
Bowser and your other dog?
No, Bowser's probably the best trained out of all three. Charlie's old, so she's just pissing wherever she's...
So Bianca was amazing, and then at the end, it was like she was a puppy again. Like, where I don't even think she knew.
Mm-mm. I think she peed in our bed.
But you know what? Really?
I don't think. Someone peed in our bed, and it wasn't me.
Was this happening before the puppy? Because with Bianca, I wondered, is it because she was getting old or because there were puppies marking in the house and she was marking too?
I think
like
both.
Over them.
Yes. But Bowser doesn't really go in the house. But we paid to have Bowser trained. And Bowser's like active. Charlie's like, I'll just go here. You know, she just...
They're like, I don't care.
No.
I'll live in my own filth.
Yeah. I don't know. So I'll let you know when it comes in.
Keep me posted. I think I'm going to get one for my kitchen and give it a whirl.
You totally should.
And what's nice is I might get this one. Ophelia Bronze.
You like that one?
I do, Cottie. I might keep it in my kitchen.
I think so too. There was one other I was debating between.
The Bridgerton collection's really cute.
Really?
Sandra.
It's really cute.
Let's see. Do you have one?
No, I'm looking at it right now.
Bridgerton.
You are hysterical. You know that?
Oh, it ends tonight. I love it. Look, it ends tonight, Sam. Buy one. The Bridgerton?
Yeah.
Which one do you like? Do you
honestly like
Lady Whistledown?
I like all of them.
Oh, I kind of like the...
I like
the
Garden
some of
Ivory,
these.
Too.
So do I.
Yeah.
I do.
That could be cute.
This would be cute in Lola's
Sandra,
room. The Lady Whistledown, vintage pink.
I like
that one's really cute.
That's so cute. I should get her a motherfucking ruggable.
It looks good when it's down. It's weird looking at a rug like a picture.
Look at that.
That room.
That room's killing me. Oh, it looks... Remove the couch and all the ivy and we're golden.
Whoa.